Neil, satisfying afternoon for you?
It was, yes. It was. I thought it was a really tough game for us. We created a fair few chances in the first half and really should have been more in the lead, I thought. But they have a wonder strike in the top corner, which they put them back into the game. And we scored just before half-time, so I was really pleased with that. As I said, I thought we should have had a bigger margin, being fair, I think. But second half, they played the ball forward very, very quickly and won the knockdowns more than what we did. So that was the disappointing thing for me with the knockdowns. And they got the goal, and I think they probably deserved a draw. And I'm happy with the point.
How delighted are you after all the everything in pre-season? It's been hard for you to get all the players in, and they play like they did today.
Well, I've just said to them in the changing room that they're a credit to themselves. You know, they've come in, they didn't know half the players. There's probably 7 or 8 made the debuts, and it's very, very difficult for them to gel and to get things right all the time. So, you know, happy with the progress, but still lots to do. But really pleased and really proud of how they've dealt with the last 6 weeks, gelling together, coming away from home and scoring 2 goals and taking a point.
Mark Cullen has made a real impact on his debut.
He has, he certainly has. He's a goal scorer and he's scored him all the way through pre-season, which is great. And I thought he took his goals just like a poacher, really. The first one, especially with a tap-in, following in to make sure the goalkeeper, if he was going to make a save. And the second one, pulling off into space and taking people on and putting it in the back of the net, which is great. I hope he can do more of that.
Are you slightly disappointed not to win, because the equalising goal, it came immediately after a substitution and it didn't seem quite set and ready for it?
Yeah, well, I think we lost the ball in midfield and they've counter-attacked again, which was one of their strengths, and they've put the ball in the back of the net with a good cross at the far post. So we're slightly disappointed with the not the 2 goals that were conceded. I think the first one was a wonder hit in the top corner, but slightly disappointed that we've given the ball away in the wrong areas for them to counter and score the equaliser.
Colin Doyle, can you give us an update on his condition?
I think he's just popped his shoulder out. It's gone back in, so let's see how it is, see if it settles down and see where we're at. I've never really had a chance to speak to him just yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
Good to have two senior goalkeepers competing for the number one position, because Kyle Lethrin, you know, he looked ready to come on.
Yeah, they were both ready in pre-season. They've both been very good in pre-season, and Colin got the nod to be the starter. But Kyle's bided his time, he's waited his time, and when he's come on, he's handled everything that's come to him, which is very, very pleasing.
Can we expect more from Blackpool?
Yes, I think you can. I think when you come away from home, it doesn't matter where you go, and get a point in the first game of the season after only 6 weeks of listening to the manager and the coach and stuff on what to do and how to go about themselves is a very, very encouraging sign. Still lots of work to do, I think, and I'm sure the boys are willing to do that work to try and progress, and we'll try and progress with as many points as we possibly can as quick as we can.
You had a big smile on your face at the end and went over with all the players to the end. That was a nice moment, wasn't it?
Well, it was, because the travelling supporters haven't seen their team win for quite a while, or even draw. I'm not supposed to draw, I suppose, but they haven't seen the team win for a long time away from home. And I think they've seen a bunch of players who wore the tangerine tops with really pride, and they've given everything they possibly can. And hopefully the long journey back from Colchester back to Blackpool is with a half a smile. We'll work extremely hard to try and get that first victory away from home as quick as we can to put a huge big smile on the supporters.
Just one final question. Are there any more players in the offing coming to the club?
I would like to bring another couple in if I possibly can, and we can pick and choose now, because I'm happy with what we've got. But if we can strengthen, we'll certainly be doing that if we possibly can.